Day.
The Red River Farm Network made a stop at Oberon, North Dakota yesterday for the Pioneer Agronomy Update. We visited with Donnie Almers, who has the agency at Bremen, North Dakota, and Pioneer Field Agronomist Christy Sundin.
We've got people in the Mattock country taking off some soybeans, a little bit in the Cheyenne country. What we're seeing early is some not as good a yields, because a lot of the early stuff they're taking off maybe is in the lighter soil and burned up from the lack of the July and lack of August moisture. So a lot of 20s. But then now we're starting to hear some stuff getting up into the 30s, and there'll be some 40s and even some 50 bushel soybeans in the country.
Last couple nights we were flirting with that freezing temperature. Yeah. A few of us snuck down below it. Do you guys get nipped with that at all?
Yeah, you know, a little bit in spots. It's really variable where it hit hard and where it didn't, but it was not a consistent kill in the area at all.
Donnie Almers with us, and we're going to pull Christy into this. Christy Sundin, field agronomist. Give us a snapshot. We're really on the front side of this harvest.
Yeah, so harvest is progressing pretty quickly. I look at it from my full geography. So Donnie's area is into soybeans. Dry beans are pretty much on the tail end. But you go to my northern tier, there's still wheat and canola out there. So there's still a lot of harvest left to do, especially in that northern tier.
And certainly soybeans, same thing. As wet as we were when we started, we're going to see some challenges maybe with some of the early beans. What are your thoughts as we get really into the heart of this bean crop?
It really depends on, I think, maturities and when those rains hit and if you got the rain in August and how far along those beans were. I do think we're going to have a fairly good bean crop. I'm expecting 20s to 50. It just, again, depends. Did you have the rain? Was your maturity still long enough that you were picking up that? You know, because a lot of guys earlied up on maturity, and that's good because we were worried about frost when you're planting in June. But if you didn't get the rains until the end of August and your stuff was already dropping, then it might not have translated into yield.
What about the early corn?
So the early corn, we've got black layer in a lot of varieties. Areas that we were pushing maturities in, we're not full black layer yet. There's a lot of stuff that's at 3/4 milk line. So we're getting there. Again, same thing frost. And, you know, I have some areas that were down to 25 and other places that so far have skirted. You can see a little bit of frost damage in the corn and the soybeans in the tops or the leaves, but it didn't kill the whole plant. So still hopeful that we didn't take any top end yield off on that.
You can find that full interview on the Red River Farm Network YouTube channel.
Besides